and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padrone, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padrone Podcast. Are you guilty of buying something because it looked good on someone else? Maybe you have a stylish friend and you love everything she wears. So you ask her to buy some things for you when she goes shopping. And the pieces that she selects for you, they fit your body perfectly. But for some strange reason, they just feel like wrong when you're wearing it. Even if the person you used as style inspiration, like your friend, has the exact same body type and coloring as you, it doesn't mean that their style matches yours. It's possible that you picked up on their confidence, you know, the confidence that they were exuding, and you wanted to match that rather than their actual outfit. You might not truly want to dress like your friend, but what you really want is to walk through life with total self-confidence, just like she does. When your friend gets dressed, she puts her clothes on, accessorizes herself, does a final outfit check in the mirror, and then goes about her day without a second thought about it. Her final outfit check confirmed that she felt and looked good. So as long as she doesn't have any major wardrobe malfunctions throughout her day, she knows that she'll continue to look great. Have you ever experienced this? Let's talk about what it looks like when someone is wearing confidence. It shows in how they carry themselves. When someone is wearing confidence, they walk into a room with ease and they make it all look effortless. It appears that way because they're most likely not thinking about what they're wearing, they're not worried about how people are viewing them, and they are not concerned with how they appear to others. Believe it or not, confidence and comfort go hand in hand. If you're uncomfortable in what you're wearing, it's going to show in how you carry yourself. When you're not comfortable, you fuss with your outfit, you tug at your clothes, you move things around, you fix your front tuck a million times because it just isn't doing the thing it's supposed to. You know, clothes that fit your body, they don't need a lot of adjusting. When your jeans fit the way that they should, you shouldn't have to hike them up every few steps. And by the way, this is a real easy fix by a tailor. So remember, fit is also a personal preference. Of course, there are some markers, you know, on the seams and the way that the fabric is interacting with your body that indicate if the sizing is, you know, correct. But ultimately, it's your preference. You have to be comfortable in the clothes that are on your body. You can try on a shirt and it can technically fit your body. But if it's more cropped than you're comfortable wearing, it's not the right shirt for you. End of story. A dress can fit your body, but if it's giving on the board of a conservative church vibes and that's not your personal aesthetic, that dress is not ending up in your closet, right? Like, why would it? When you put an outfit on, you should enjoy seeing how your clothes interact and engage with your body. Then it shouldn't even cross your mind unless someone compliments you or you catch your own reflection. Sometimes we're fussy with our clothes because the fit is a little off, but sometimes it's because of the fabric. Have you ever put something on and you're immediately aware of the fabric when it's on your body? And what I mean by this is like the fabric feels itchy or uncomfortably clingy. You know, you're gonna feel uncomfortable the entire time that you're wearing it and thus not confident. Choosing fabrics that feel good to you will help you feel comfortable so you'll be less focused on how they feel and more focused on what you're actually doing in your day. Fabrics made from natural materials such as cotton, cashmere, silk, tencel, modal, linen, are all going to typically feel softer on the body. Will your personal style problems be solved by buying yourself a cotton t-shirt? No, it's not that simple. Having a basic understanding of fabrics can help you make better choices for yourself. But, you know, working with a professional, such as myself, is an easier way to navigate shopping while learning, minus the overwhelm. Okay, so let's talk about problematic fabrics. So fabrics such as silk, satin, polyester, and rayon all have the tendency to cling to the body, usually due to static, which can immediately make you feel uncomfortable. You know, thankfully, there are a lot of easy ways to eliminate static cling from your clothes. My personal go-to is just an anti-static spray. The original is Static Guard, but the chemical smell is pretty aggressive, just to warn you. Thankfully, there are a lot more natural sprays available that you can use as an alternative. So pro tip, spray the inside and the outside of your clothes to help reduce the static. Spraying the inside prevents the clothing from sticking to your body and your undergarments. Spraying the outside prevents it from attracting like stray hairs and fuzz and all that good stuff. It just naturally allows it to hang better on your body too. It's really a game changer. You can even actually make your own by adding a little bit of fabric softener to some water in a spray bottle. So some other options that you can use to remove static cling with your clothes is to make sure that you put lotion on your skin before you get dressed. This is especially important in the winter time with like the changes in the temperatures and going from inside with heat and going outside and, you know, with our skin being a little bit extra dehydrated. So adding a little bit of lotion to your body, it can really help. And this is especially important if you're wearing silk or satin pants or a skirt or a dress. You can also spray a little bit of hairspray on the inside of your clothes, and that will help to reduce static too. So static cling from the fabric is one of those sneaky little problems that can really impact how you feel in the clothes that you're wearing. You know, when static takes over, the clothes just don't lay the right way, and you're left tugging at your clothes all day or feeling completely exposed because of how the fabric is clinging to your body. And fussiness like that is such a confidence killer. It just destroys it immediately because all you can focus on is how the clothing is interacting with your body rather than, I look great, done, moving on with my day. When you're uncomfortable because your outfit doesn't fit your body or your doesn't fit your personal style for that matter either, your energy is going to reflect that. You will look insecure because in that outfit, you are insecure. You may not be a naturally insecure person, but you're going to feel that discomfort plus that insecurity combined into one, and confidence just is not going to be there. So you are not going to feel like you're representing your best self. You're going to be uncomfortable with how your body appears, and you feel that people are thinking about you in ways that conflict with your views of yourself. And obviously, this is the opposite of what we want. So to recap from the beginning of this episode, some of the main ways we achieve and perceive confidence is by not thinking about, you know, or like hyper-focusing on what we're wearing after we get dressed, not worrying about how other people are viewing you, and not being overly concerned with how you appear to others. Confidence radiates from within. Clothes just help with that. If you feel like you're constantly unsure of what to wear, just take a few slow, deep breaths before you get dressed in the morning. If mornings are too chaotic, do it at night. Do it the night before. Connecting with yourself and your body in a brief moment of calm and quiet can make all the difference. It's like a quick little nervous system reset, which is always a good thing, in my opinion. I'm always welcoming a quick little nervous system reset personally. So allow yourself to feel and see what intuitively feels good to wear in that moment. And then the confidence will come along with it. Until next time. thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.